All right, joining me now is Dylan Girard, the Gloucester High School boys lacrosse coach and a longtime acquaintance of mine. Dylan, how are you?
Doing good, Rick. Good to hear from you as always. Excited for the season.
It is. It's very exciting, especially what we went through last year, what we missed last year. And let's start with that, Coach. As we've been discussing with so many other coaches this week, you're dealing with juniors and seniors who last played as freshmen and sophomores. That's quite a gap. And so what was the start point for you last week, Dylan? Because you only have a short period to put this thing together. So tell me a little bit about the process last week.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's a big gap for sure, and especially we only have two seniors on our roster. So the majority of our roster had not played since they were either freshmen or just were in middle school the last time there was a varsity lacrosse season. So our message to the team was really that, you know, it's a fresh start. We're basically, for lack of a better term, hitting the reset button with our program. We had three guys with varsity experience, period, on our team. So it really was. It was a fresh start for the program. And I think that's been exciting. Guys have really been excited about that. There's a lot of opportunity all over the field. And it's really led to some good competition early in the season, some good, you know, guys have been working really hard. And I think most importantly, Rick, it's just a blast to be back out there again. You know, I feel so deeply for these kids who didn't get to have a season last year. And for me personally, it's just awesome being back out there again.
Love to hear that. Never get tired of hearing that. What about the skill set coming in? Because if you're dealing with kids who don't have varsity experience, I'm guessing you don't have a lot of bad habits to break, but on the other hand, you got a lot of good habits to create, so it does present some challenges, I'm guessing.
It does, for sure, and I think, you know, back to that mindset of hitting the reset button, it's really back to the basics. You know, you're really teaching some of the fundamentals of the game and really trying to drive those home these first couple of weeks, everything from, you know, the most important thing in lacrosse is stick skills, and we spent a lot of time early in the season and as well as in the preseason really overemphasizing stick skills and, as you mentioned, trying to create some good habits all across the field. And then as the season progressed and we got into the first couple of weeks, you know, really hammering home those fundamentals, everything from, you know, defensive positioning. You have to really start over with sliding, recovering, off-ball movement, how we shoot, how we create space. It's teaching the game from the very beginning, which for me it's been enjoyable to do that. I love this game. I've been a part of lacrosse for, you know, 20 plus years now, and I think it's really exciting to be able to get a group that, as you mentioned, the skill set's really varied, but a lot of inexperience across the field at the varsity level. It's been nice to see how far they've come, really, from even the last 2 weeks. This group really works hard and takes pride in improving, and they've been a blast to coach so far.
Yeah, well, it's going to be that way across the league, of course, across everywhere. Everybody's in that same situation. I guess it's going to be sort of on-the-job training. You're going to be teaching probably more this year than any other year because of that factor, because you don't have a lot of veterans. I'm guessing, but you guys are going to have to be on. You're going to be teaching during the games too.
Yeah, absolutely. Luckily, you know, I have a great coaching staff with me this year. You know, Jeff Kennedy is returning. I think this is his fourth year with us. He brings a lot of energy, a lot of knowledge. As you probably know, he is the program's all-time leading scorer, so he carries a lot of clout with him when he's on the field. Mm-hmm. Guys, especially offensively, gravitate towards him. And then I have three younger guys who played with us back in 2019 in Joe Branclione, Jeff Latanzi, and Dakota Girard. All of them very excited to be back out there. They bring a great energy. And it's the first year we really have a full coaching staff, and that's been helpful to me to be able to have those guys work a little more individually with some of these players while I can kind of oversee the bigger picture as we're going along. But it's really, as you mentioned, the teaching doesn't stop. You know, we have to be really crisp with our practice plans and really setting objectives every day of what we're trying to learn and what we're trying to cover, it's very similar. You know, you keep saying teaching versus coaching, and it's, you know, while they cross, there's a lot of parallels. It does feel like, you know, you're putting together these essentially lesson plans every day.
Yeah.
Practice plans, the things you want to cover, learning objectives, all of these things. And it's been a lot. You know, we have 9 practices to prepare. Our first game is tomorrow. So today's our last practice before our first game and our first test to see, you know, where we're at. And it's going to, you know, it doesn't, there's not a lot of break in between. We play our second game on Monday. So we have 2 pretty big tests right away to see where we're at. And then, as you mentioned, it's going to be a continual teaching process and trying to learn from the mistakes we make early in the season and build on some of the good things that come out of tomorrow.
Well, I meant no disrespect when I said teaching, because in my mind, I sort of separate the two. Even you are a coach and a teacher, because the coaching to me has to do with the logistics of the game. You know, and it has to do with positioning and that stuff. Whereas the teaching has to do actually with skills. And also you have to, I'm sure one of your objectives is to get these kids where they've had so much repetition at a certain thing where they don't really have to think about it. They just do it. So, you know, I meld coaching and teaching together. And, I meant no disrespect by that, coach. Just saying.
Oh, none taken. None
okay.
taken.
Okay.
And it's been really helpful. You know, I do think we have some returners, especially you know, our captains this year are Robbie Schuster, Jeff Allen, and PJ Zappa. Those guys, along with Jake Souza, were the only players that we had with any varsity experience. They've done a great job of setting the tone. Really trying to encourage guys, and we have a lot of newcomers from different sports. You know, I think we have 9 hockey guys on our team.
And, great.
You know, while they might not know lacrosse, they've been able to bring a lot of the concepts are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to relate lacrosse to the sports that they're more comfortable with to really get everybody up on the same page. And like I said, it's been fun trying to get this group to come together, and we're looking forward to seeing where we're at tomorrow.
All right, we're going to talk more about the kids in specific names and so on as the season goes along, but thanks for letting me know about the guys who are expected to be leaders or have been leaders thus far. And who do you open up with on Friday, and then who's your opponent on Monday?
We open up at home tomorrow against Salem, and then we travel to Swampscott on Monday.
All right, how many games are scheduled, Dylan, so far?
Right now we have 14 games. We're looking to add a 15th still, working, you know, to try to see if we can make that happen. But it really is, you know, we feel very fortunate. Also the spring sports, if we qualify, we'll have the opportunity to play in a state tournament, which compared to the other sports that have played this year, we do feel pretty fortunate. We have a larger schedule than a lot of the other sports in fall two, in the winter, and we're also the only season that has the opportunity to play in a tournament.
Right.
So it is a little bit of a condensed season, but, you know, again, we're just happy to be back out there.
All right, that's Dylan Girard, who is the Gloucester High School boys lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.